Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
You hear that sound? That's the sound of an auto repair shop when its network goes down. No calls, no parts ordered, and no diagnostic tests performed. They need a reliable network. They need Spectrum Business. With over 99.9% network reliability and the fastest internet starting speeds available, Spectrum Business will keep your business sounding like this. Learn how Spectrum Business can keep your business running at business.spectrum.com.
It's the President's Day Appliance Sale at JCPenney. Get up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals, like an LG front load washer and dryer. Save up to $800 when you buy the pair. Plus, get 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card through February 27th. Get in, save big. JCPenney.
Offers valid 27 through 227. Select models. Some exclusions apply. Must request a time of purchase. Special financing and new account discount offers cannot be combined. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Patrick Manley joining me here on The Score. You're his teammate. What would you say to him? How do you console him and try, because he's going to be your teammate, at least contractually. He's slated to be your teammate next year. How do you get him right?
That's a tough one. I'll be harsh here because I just believe as a professional, you're paid to do your job. I played with a whole lot of teammates over 16 years, and they were guys that I loved, but they just weren't good enough. And if they weren't good enough as a teammate, you have to be fair to all the rest of your teammates. You want somebody better in there. You want somebody that can do their job. And especially when Cody walked in there, they knew what he got because he was the big kicker signing that was coming in to solve all the problems. And he did.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
That's a pretty easy question to answer. We don't have any more. The fact is that, we've been in the top five in spending in baseball spend for the last 5 or 6 years. We're in the top couple in spending last year. We've put our money back on the field. Unfortunately, you just can't have a high profile free agent every single year.
You can. You actually can. I understand it. It's a business, and you don't want to spend all the money all the time. I get it. But the truth is, you can. You just don't want to. Here to talk about the Cubs is the guy who covers them as well or better than anyone else. He is Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic. He is on Twitter at Sahadev Sharma and in Mesa with the Cubs. How are you, Sahadev?
I'm doing well. Surviving out here. Hopefully getting to some baseball eventually, but some important topics being covered otherwise.
Well, what's most important to you baseball-wise right now? What should we be talking about first thing in baseball?
Oh, man. I mean, I think primarily for the team's success, it's between Darvish and Bryant, the health of them. Bryant is adamant that he's healthy. Darvish is obviously healthy, but also needs to just perform. So for Darvish, it's more about I want to see in-game action and really see when the pressure's on, when he hits a bad moment, how he reacts, when the fans turn on him perhaps and he walks a guy and there's boo birds, how does he react, stuff like that. Bryant, I just want to see him really just, let's see him drive the ball, and once he does that, then I'm convinced that he's fine and everything will go forward, because I know how talented he is. I know how good he is, as long as that shoulder is not an issue.
So out of one of the things that Tom Ricketts said yesterday concerning the money that's available is that Theo sees every penny coming in and out of the organization. So if that's true, and I have no reason to believe it's not, it kind of brings to mind a question about whether or not something went wrong with the finances for this team, whether or not something didn't come online or finances aren't available, funds didn't come around. Theo's a guy who plotted out when pitching John Lester his contract that Jason Hayward would be in the outfield. Those things were done in advance, or at least thought about in advance. This offseason doesn't seem to have played out that way. Do you have any sense that something went wrong in the finances, that there isn't money available anymore?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like something did. There's no concrete answer there. We haven't gotten anything to suggest that this went awry in some way. But, I mean, we know that the TV deal has taken much longer than expected. We know that there's no upfront money with that right now when there was supposed to be. And they thought, so, I mean, I think that's a big part of it. These, you know, everything going on around Wrigley is money being invested in the team, per se, but that's not how stuff that, you know, that's not stuff fans want to hear. They want, when you talk about investing in the team, they want to see players added. So it's hard to, you know, reconcile those things for fans especially, and I understand that. There's something there that I think changed in the, I don't know if it was simply, you know, Darvish and Chatwood issues led to Cole Hamels being added, and because of that uncertainty, they felt forced to pick up his option, and that kind of limited them. But even if that's the case, being so frugal, being so tight with everything that you couldn't even add someone like Zach Britton or Adam Ottavino, or even talk to them. They were never in those discussions because they didn't have a chance. Because they couldn't spend $10 million a year on a reliever. They had to wait out the process and hope that what happened, which is, you know, the market has been so slow that they were able to get guys on the massive deals. And that's fine. But for me, my issue with that is when you are in the middle of a window of contention, obvious window, you know you're contending right now, you have obvious flaws, I don't think you should be picking from the final guys that are remaining that are willing to take deals at a lower cost. I think you should be picking from the guys that you think are the best players available and adding them to your roster to making sure you have a stout and deep bullpen.
Can David Bodie play short?
Yeah, he can play there. Let's wait and see. You really want to see that lateral quickness and be able to have the nice hands. He's quick. Like he has good reaction. I remember that at third base, second base. I don't recall seeing that type of range that you want to see from a shortstop, but I don't think he's going to be, you know, just terrible out there.
He's not Daniel Murphy.
No.
Okay.
And that's, I mean, that was tough to watch, right? I mean, I think really watching Murphy helped a lot of us put stuff in perspective of just how, you know, Ben's over.